We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How about that? McNeil and Parkins on the score. 2.5 hours away from Shep V. Grobber.
That's going to be a good one. It could be a cage match.
I don't know what to expect. I'm just floored by all of the analysis around here. Early on, I was like, oh, Grobber's got this. Then you and Burnsy are positive it's going to be Shep.
Texters have thoughts on it, both sides.
I'm the odds maker here, and I don't know where to set the line. I'm leaning closer and closer to pick 'em. This is a crazy development.
Well, your job is to get action on both sides as the odds maker. So since that seems to be the way it's going.
Yeah. I think I'm going to bet the Grobber, but it's all about how quick he is to the trigger. Because we have to figure this out.
You think because he's a little older, he might be a little slower on the up?
Yeah, just like the recall. Like just how quickly it'll pop into your head. You know what I mean?
Synapses not firing the way they did in 1959.
You got 7 hours of overnight programming. I mean, you got time to spin a yarn and get there. Work your way to it. You know what I mean? But whenever I listen to him, I'm like, this guy knows a lot.
There was a texter a few minutes ago who suggested that Grobstein cherry picks his trivia. Somebody wants to talk to him about the 74 Cardinals. He'll tell you about the 76 Cardinals. I've never known. He's ishy. Yes.
Very ishy.
That's okay. Our show specializes in ishy.
Shep, your level of confidence. By the way, this time is just the pregame show until when our shellfish tower arrives. So we're all leading up to a lot of different things.
Well, that's what, I'm most, I don't know, excited or nervous for is the 45 minutes from now when that does show up, because that is going to be the highlight of the day. But afterwards, I'm not gonna front here. I don't get butterflies very often. I got the butterflies in the stomach right now.
Butterflies and shellfish, by the way.
That's right, a hell of a combination.
Did it.
He may have a George Brett type moment. That was after crab legs. We celebrated his birthday yesterday.
That's true.
But yeah, I've got to slow the heart rate down before 4 o'clock because a little antsy, a little excited for this.
You know how it goes, though, Shep, from your days as a Coal City gritter. You played football. You slipped that number 10 jersey over those shoulder pads. As soon as the ball goes in the air, you're fine.
Yeah, it's just hurry up to wait until that moment is kind of what it is. So that's how I'm sitting right now. It's like looking at the clock. It's like, still 2.5 hours away. Come on, things start moving.
The anticipation's the toughest part.
Exactly.
But you are confident.
I am confident, yes.
Okay.
I am confident that I will make you a loser in the bets that you have on Grobber, and I'll make Dan Bernstein, Dan McNeil, and everyone else that backed me, the few that there are, make them look smart today.
Or look stupid, because I've been chirping about your sports acumen for many years now.
Yeah, you are heavily invested.
I've been like invested. His agent, right?
You are heavily invested in Team Shep.
My guy.
You said he's the best sports mind at the station?
I think he knows more about sports.
Knows
sports
more.
History.
Okay.
I think he's the best at sports trivia, and today we'll find out if he's better than Les Grobstein. Now, this is one round. It may not fall somebody's way. You know, I've known good Jeopardy players who have bad days. Sometimes the categories just aren't in your wheelhouse.
You know a lot of Jeopardy players?
Well, I mean, yes, I do. I've known many guys who've played on Jeopardy. Actually, I've known three guys. And one guy said he won in Illini Pete. And
nice.
Former caller with the score. Yeah, Pete from Libertyville. He used to be a professor at U of I. He won, and the second time through, he didn't feel comfortable. He got pancaked in Double Jeopardy and went home.
I remember that summer where Ken Jennings was winning every day. It was appointment TV.
What did he win? Something like 87 consecutive rounds?
I don't remember.
Rounds.
He dominated like an entire season of Jeopardy. Like he wrote books had a board game, like Ken Jennings trivia.
$2.5 million over 74 wins.
74? Wow.
It's very smug.
And they get smart people on that show.
Can't get anything past you. it's a show that attracts an intelligent audience.
Yeah,
which is what we're trying to build here. So you're saying that it could be like the Rocky series. Like, so today, maybe the questions end up a little bit in Grobber's favor. he wins by a nose or something like that. And then we do Rocky II in a month, yes. Chef V. Grover Part II, Apollo Creed, and Rocky Balboa.
I think a 3 out of 5 would be, or at least a 2 out of 3 would be appropriate in this scenario.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to rush to it.
No. But I mean, it's a good summer thing to do.
It is. When you come back from All-Star Week.
Perfect.
Put that on the calendar.
Early August?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Mark it on your calendar, Howard.
I'm excited. And we got in the 3 o'clock hour today, like I said, Brent Musburger. You think he's sober yet from the Supreme Court ruling?
I don't. Yeah. I imagine he hoisted a few Jamesons the other day when we got that 7-2 ruling, as you pointed out, covering the spread as the path is being paved toward legalized gambling in America. I'm sure he celebrated and he'll have thoughts on that and find out what it's like in Vegas, because that would have to be one of the coolest places to be when that ruling came out.
It's one of the coolest places to be for really anything.
Yeah, I've kind of outgrown it a little bit. I heard Bernstein say today, he's been there once, never going back. I liked it when I was a younger, dumber man.
Yeah, I've been there 16 times, and I'll probably only go back a few more. So I haven't completely outgrown it. I'm closer to the end than the beginning, though, of my Vegas experiences. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of years. But, you know, now you mature. You go out there, maybe see a couple of shows. Maybe relax by the pool. It doesn't have to just be an all-night drinking, drug, and gambling fest.
I'm not much of a shows guy, but there often are concerts that appeal to me out there. But again, that's an older, more uncomfortable crowd. I went to see Elton John maybe 10 years or so ago. And I was told by unhappy patrons in the row behind me to sit down during Saturday night's All Right for Fighting. After Elton invited the first 12 rows up on stage to dance, and I happened to be in row 13.
No.
So it's empty in front of me. So I was like, hey, Saturday night's All Right. I mean, I didn't stand up during Candle in the Wind. I didn't stand up during Daniel, which is a very sad song about a war hero. I stood up during Saturday and I said, you know what? Perry Como's down the street. And then Sherry and I got in a fight. She said we weren't at a rock show. And I said we were at a rock show. But it just, it didn't feel comfortable. It's not the old Chicago Stadium wreaths of smoke coming from the second balcony crowd.
Yeah, no, definitely a different type of crowd seeing a show in Vegas. Because you got people just from all over the world. And you got the diehard fans. And then you got the casual fans and the tourists. And everybody's wasted. But I've never had a bad experience at a show like that in Vegas. But I feel like you just got unlucky. Right? Like, go back. Try it again. I'm going to see Seinfeld there at some point. He's got a thing at Caesars. And I've never seen him do stand-up. And is it Gaga that just took up a residency there? My wife was talking about going with
J-Lo?
Some friends. J-Lo. That might have been the
one. Do you have any desire for an afternoon or evening at the Thunder Down Under?
Oh, I would, but I don't have a desire to, you know what I mean?
Would you really?
Would I go? I mean, like, as a gag, if I had to?
Wow.
That'd make me uncomfortable.
Interesting use of words there.
yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, it's never been something that I've ever considered until this very moment. But if a group of people was doing that to party, I mean, sure.
I think,
why not?
If you were a single man, that might not be a bad proposition because there might be a lot of horny ladies there.
Sure.
That would be the motivation. I can't think of another reason to go.
Except if they're comparing me to them, I'm falling short in every single way. It's like, part of the reason, like, I didn't really want to go to USC in Southern California. I was like, I know, upstate New York and winter coats, many layers. That's good for me.
Yeah. And yes, I have a nickname for it. I call it the thimble. Yeah, that would not be a very fun thing
exactly.
for a lot of us.
Powered by an easy compare would be uncomfortable. We'll get into the Cubs game from last night. There is more. I just stumbled upon some defensive facts for some of your favorite Cubs, Mac, that I will run past you as we go. And I think that there has been a record-setting lack of news from Bears OTAs, right? Nothing interesting has come out of
that? Doesn't appear to be the case, but you never know when someone shows up lame. That could happen.
I was going to say, that's good, right? The only news that ever comes out of this thing is injuries.
Yeah.
So just no news is good news.
Right.
It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
McNeil and Parkinson on the Score, brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. A little air drumming in here?
Yo, pardon me if I air drum a little bit today. I've been told to back off on the song therapy, so I haven't been singing very much away from the radio station. So I'm inclined to hit the skins whenever I hear something with a good rhythm.
Why back off from the song therapy?
That's why I had the inflammation that shut her down on Tuesday. He thinks I've been working it too much after hours. So calm it down, back off on the song therapy, and then do your best between 1 and 6 to have good strength. So that's what I'm working on.
Wow.
So I'm listening to music but not singing along, which is very difficult for me.
That must be tough.
Yeah, it is.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Probably Gone Shooting by AC/DC.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a popular song, and I don't need a monitor. If you need the monitor with the lyrics on it, then you don't belong singing it in front of other people.
Oh, wow. All right. Maybe there's a scenario at some point where instead of lunch money, we get you singing on the show one day.
That moment is not now, but yeah, I'd be happy to. Post is at 43, I believe.
Wow, Tanny with the quick trigger. Let's go. Oh, man. We had a shot at it.
You know what you got to do when you do so? I've done it with an AC/DC tribute band 3 or 4 times. Just act like you belong and people buy in. If you don't butcher it, people will have fun.
Yeah, well, that's the problem for people like me.
Yeah, next time I'm in front of that AC/DC cover band and out on stage with them, I will face that problem.
Well, I mean, don't butcher it, and then they'll believe it. Well, that's the problem. Like, there's not a scenario that I could do a song without butchering said song.
I haven't heard your vocal stylings as much as I probably should have.
Well, I mean, the Mitch album only went platinum.
What is it, to answer your own question, what is yours? What's your go-to karaoke?
The final battle scene in 8 Mile. I would say the last time Eminem takes the stage. Mic drops, Papa Doc. He shuts him up. He's got nothing to say. Is that not in your top 100?
No.
That's gonna
didn't make it.
You seen
when
it?
Are you going to... snipped.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, 101. You haven't seen 8 Mile? Good movie.
When are you going to compile said list of 100 films?
I don't know. I should just work on it and actually put some time into it. It's like it's percolating in my head.
Okay.
But I'll get it for you.
I look forward to seeing yours.
Okay.
I set my DVR for Monday when Con Air is being broadcast. So I am almost ready to go. That's a work assignment. I can actually call that a work assignment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see if it's as grand as you have contested it is.
What's it going to be on?
I don't know. I've got 700 channels of crap to sift through. Who knows? Oh. I did a search, and there it showed up Monday night.
Yeah, but he's promised that it will not be edited.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's not like the TNT or whatever version cuts out half the...
I don't think... I thought it was in the 500 channels, which always on DirecTV are unedited.
That's the real movie channels.
Yes.
All right, good. You'll be there for it. Cubs game. Listen,
that was so sincere.
Was it just me?
You'll be there for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to like it, but that's okay. It's just, like, what's the worst?
Maybe I should have some edibles 60 minutes before showtime, huh?
That would help. What's the worst movie that you like? Where you know it's bad.
Draft Day. Recent vintage.
Touché.
It's Draft Day.
Touché. It's a bad movie.
My Blue Heaven is unadulterated trash, and I love it. Rick Moranis and Steve Martin, Joan Cusack.
Okay. So you're willing to see beauty in an ugly film?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Sure.
I just wanted to be sure that you weren't too ahoy boy.
Yeah.
Too much of a film elitist.
Well, you saw the list. I had some boobish movies on it.
Yeah, but I don't know any bad movies that were on. Draft Day wasn't on your list.
No, it didn't make it. Maybe next time through.
Yeah.
People pay to get wet.
You.
He's got that in the digi. I love it.
Is Pancakes coming with the shellfish tower? Maybe.
Wow. It's the Draft Day bank. Yeah, I love it.
It was a work assignment for Tanny to go through the standard definition film.
That's fantastic.
They did give me a price break after renting it, so they gave me a price break on purchasing it. So that's exactly what I did.
Wow.
I'm a proud owner of Draft Day on the cloud. No yes. walk-ups for me. It's right there at my fingertips whenever I please, Father.
Oh, Tanny, good to see you today. Those guys, they went to Pittsburgh and they lasted about three innings in the Sox game Tuesday night and went drinking afterward. 7-hour road trip to just hang out downtown.
What would 4-0 before you're even in your seats? What would that make you want to do?
It's tough to stick with them, isn't it?
So you drove for more hours than innings attended, by far.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Well, they've been there before. Yes. If it were my maiden voyage, I'd at least stay for 5 innings, I think.
Well, as I had the Yingling in the hand, I asked Brendan, who had never been there before. Herb and I had been there 3 years ago. I said, hey, buddy, this is your call. Whenever you want to get out of here, it's up to you. It's your maiden voyage here. Just let us know. He's like, I'm cool with going to get drinks. So that's what we did.
Good for you. And you're wearing your pirate hat. The stadium. How many stadiums have you been to, and where does PNC Park rank? Because I have never been.
I've been to 18, and I've got to say, after going the second time around, I think PNC Park is the best fan experience for baseball fans. I think it overtook Fenway Park, which, as I said before on the show, I only love it for baseball fan reasons. Like, it's not particularly comfortable, but I just love it for what it is. But I think PNC just has everything. It's the best baseball road trip you can make. So if you're a Sox fan or a Cub fan that hasn't been, or a Brewers or Cardinals fan, people in the area, you got to go. You got to go. It's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been.
It sparkles on television as much as any stadia I've seen. On TV, it just looks spectacular.
And we were lucky enough. It said 100% chance of rain. We didn't get a drop the past couple days. So it just in person, it's even more stunning.
That's awesome.
Another stadium observation, if I may.
Please.
Apropos of nothing we've been discussing, but something for you to notice tonight if you're going to watch the Cubs and Braves. I have not seen a center field camera more perfectly centered on the plate in any other stadium than they have at the Braves Park.
Wow.
It's because it's always slow. Why are you looking at me like
that? No, it was unprecedented. Not only had it all happened before, but it's happened in greater measure.
Like, because that's just a ridiculous claim.
I've always been slightly bothered by not getting a completely perfect look at the ball going down the plate. It is perfectly centered.
But don't you remember when Sunday Night Baseball did that and like the pushback that it got? Because it was perfectly centered, but it looked weird because it was so centered. You remember that at all?
Was that the reason Monday Night Baseball got...
Sunday Night Baseball.
Sunday Night Baseball.
But they went away from it because it was out of sorts versus what you were used to watching.
Yeah, but maybe it's what we should have been watching since the get-go.
You don't feel like the pitcher is blocking the plate?
I don't feel like you get a legitimate look at the plate to call balls and strikes from your armchair as you do if it's centered. The umpire doesn't sit behind the catcher at 4 feet to his left or 3 feet to his right. Sits right behind him.
Well, sure, but I'm also not the umpire. Like, I just want to be able to see the game. And if it's drastically off, I will, of course, notice. But I'm just very impressed. The only reason I gave you that look is the ability to notice degrees.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. Note tonight that it's 3 degrees left of center in Braves Field. Okay, well, my bad. I didn't pick it up.
It's noticeably different.
Okay.
Watching the Cubs last night, that is noticeably different, and I've been desirous of that for many years. So last night, a lifelong dream was realized.
I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to talk to Chip Carey to see if that was, an everyday thing for
him. Hey, there's old glory blowing in the breeze today on this crisp, windy city day. Nobody here calls it the Windy City. That's
no.
for out-of-towners to call it.
Correct. Yeah.
But well, Chip called it that.
Well, he was trying. He got some Johnny Joe broadcaster.
He's a dork.
Yeah. Well, there's that, too.
Lucky Sperm Club member, if there ever were one. Isn't he?
Yeah. But there's a lot of nepotism there, no question.
Joe Buck.
Hey, I ran into O.J. Simpson the other night. How about that?
Joe Buck, skilled. Joe Buck is a fabulous broadcaster.
Yeah.
I'm not so fond of Chipper.
Well, you said earlier in transition that you would lambast one of their guests.
Yeah.
Now you have. Now,
yeah, right.
Mission accomplished. McNeil and Parkins on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.